Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to our Welcome Back series of the Learning to Fly podcast. As you probably guessed, we haven't heard from Ian Quiet yet, so that's who our guest is today, and I'm thrilled for today's episode. How are you today, Ian?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. Thanks for being part of our very special Welcome Back series. As you know, the podcast took a bit of a hiatus, but we're thrilled to be here again.
Awesome. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad to be back.
Fantastic. So what I've been doing with a lot of our Welcome Back guests, some people have heard and have listened, some people are still new. We're kind of recapping who you are and why you've been on the podcast and some of the things you've done. And then we're opening it up for current things, what's changed and what we're kind of hoping to get from this revival. So if you want, do you feel like reintroducing yourself to the audience?
Absolutely. I'm Ian Quiet. I am a musician, singer-songwriter, actor. I think that's primarily
You're also a longtime friend, which I feel like is important based on the way we talk to each other and some of the things we bring up.
That's a fair point.
Not just, you know, a collaborator or anything, but an actual friend.
Friends for a long time. Yes. 10 years?
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're hitting 10 years, I think, in August. So,
yeah. Wow.
Long time.
Wow, that is a long time. I mean, yeah, it is a long time. It doesn't feel like 10 years, but yeah, it has been 10 years.
Yeah. Thank you, Mind Chasing Therapist.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That event was so much fun.
It was.
They should still, someone should.
I bet you Laura still does it. We just, like, I've moved and you've been doing tours and things.
Well, you know, last I heard she was in Hawaii. And so that's quite a place to, you know, have an event like that. Fair. So if she is having that event in Hawaii, then I think you and I are both kind of missing out.
Very true. Very true. So since we mentioned singer, we talked about songwriting, we talked about acting. Do you want to tell us about your latest projects in those realms or like surmise them if they're not totally available yet?
Oh yeah, we can totally talk about, we can talk about as much as you want. There's a lot to talk about as far as that goes. The big thing, I say the big thing, they're all big, but
they're all very big. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like me, you're always busy.
Yeah. And I, you know, I love that about you and I love that about me. And it's, I don't know, that's just how I know how to live life. But right now, I'm kind of, I'm trying to sort of, wrap up Confessions of a Snowflake, which was the last album I released in November of last year. I've shot 6 music videos to kind of wrap things up. So I'm editing. I've started editing 2 and of them.
If you're new to the scene, Confessions of a Snowflake and Postcards from Breakfast had a lot of overlap, had a lot of collaboration. Ian supported me. I supported Ian. So you should definitely go back and listen to those episodes. Also, I believe snippets and scenes from our charity live stream for Postcards from Breakfast are still available on various social media. So go check those out as well if you want to know more about Confessions of a Snowflake.
I'm glad that you said that. I get so like future forward, you know, I kind of forget about like what's happened previously. So I'm glad that you said that for, you know, additional context. The reason I brought it up is there's a rapper from Kansas City named Ridiculous Beats. And he and I, we've known each other for going on 3 years. I invited him to do a remix of Artificial Ignorance, which is a song from Confessions of Snowflake. Mm-hmm. And what's funny about this is he had actually built a playlist around the album version, and I didn't even know it until I had asked him to, you know, to collaborate on this new version.
Oh, that's awesome!
So isn't that wild? So that's the universe was like giving me some confirmation, and I had sort of had this idea forever, but the reason I'm trying to wrap up Confessions of a Snowflake is because I will be releasing a new album this November called Mara Songs, all one word. Mara is a character that I play in an upcoming film called The Holy Breath, which I just finished.
I know, I saw filming on social media your like final day of film photos or something like that.
Yeah, I think we wrapped maybe 2 weeks ago ish, somewhere around there. And so this is we talked about the album a little bit previously. I don't know if it was the last episode.
I would assume so, because we had about a 3 or 4 month hiatus.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure we talked about it, but we didn't get a lot of detail because it was still new. It was still, you know,
that's unreleased. Right. Yeah. So that it's sort of it's definitely a companion album to the film. You could call it a soundtrack, but it's not like an official soundtrack. I took the songs that my character sings from the film and sort of, it's one of those things where it's music from and inspired by,
okay,
versus just a straight soundtrack.
So but it's a conversation with the movie or the film.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it is, I was recording some vocals a little bit before I took my nap, and that was the last thing that I did. It's like 90% done. I'm just kind of like fine tuning. There's a couple little things I have to record, but So I think, woo! I know that was a lot. I know that was a mouthful, but I wanted to make sure that I kind of hit, you know, everything. And
I think you did. So, I think we did a good job there.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, thank you.
I have, as you know, the random questions tradition here on the podcast. Before we go to our ad break, I have a random question for you. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So it's been a while. I may have asked you this one before, but I'm very excited for this one. Do you have a favorite like dessert or treat for when you have a sweet tooth, especially considering, at least last we talked, you were emphasizing and leaning in with the vegan lifestyle?
Yes, I do have a favorite. And what's funny about that is I have been meaning to share this recipe on my Patreon for months. And the reason, this is so silly, the reason I haven't shared it on Patreon is because I feel like it would require me to take pictures of the dessert, which is, I don't have a problem with. But I am not a perfectionist in my life, except when it comes to pictures of my kitchen. I have just discovered this about myself. So the reason I haven't like been posting on Patreon as much is because I want to share this recipe, but I refuse to share it without pictures. And I can't get my kitchen is clean. It is clean. But every time I try to take pictures, I'm just like, this side of me comes out that I'm not sure what to do with. And so
it's That's fair.
But anyway, the dessert in question, they're cookies, but they're made like there's 4 ingredients. And they're super easy and super simple, and they're dog friendly. I make them every day mostly as like a treat for my dogs, but I eat them too. We just have a cookie party. And it's like, it's so easy. It's two bananas, a quarter cup of peanut butter. And the peanut butter I use is, it's just peanut butter and it has like sea salt, I think. That's it. And then it's a cup of oats. And then I add just like cinnamon to taste. And you mix it all up. And the great thing about it is like, I was baking them at 350 for 12 minutes. But the weather is, it's too hot to bake right now, in my opinion.
Oh, so you could just leave them on the counter for like 20 minutes?
No, put them in the freezer for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then they take on sort of like, they remind me sort of like an ice cream sandwich or something. Like, and they're so, I mean, they're just, they're cold and they're just creamy and, they're so good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what to call them. They're supposed to be cookies, and the whole reason I call them cookies or whatever, I have bought one of those giant bags of bananas from the grocery store that were like, you know, clearance or whatever, because they were going to go bad. And long story short, because I know you got to go to your break, I was like, there's no way I can use all these bananas before they go bad. What can I do? And just, you know, going down the deep pool of the internet, I found like this, like, yeah. And originally it was like a 3-ingredient cookie, but I added cinnamon somewhere along the way, and I will stop there.
That is an awesome recipe. I can't wait to see photos. And just to remind you guys, because we are still getting our feet back into this, these ads I make no money off of. They're people that I believe in. They're people that have been on the podcast, or they're people that are part of the Sincerely Blue Jay community. We don't make any money off of this, but that doesn't mean that your likes, follows, and checking them out are any less important. Alrighty, so we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Margaret.
And I'm Tiara.
And we have a little shop called The Little Saffy Shop.
You can find us both on Instagram, Etsy, and TikTok.
And please continue to follow the Learn to Fly podcast by Sincerely Blue Jay. It's nothing but fun, laughter, and nonsense.
Learning to Fly, this is Brenna from Rose Colored Books. What's your favorite fantasy book? Mine is Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo. For more questions like these and more pictures of books, go follow my Bookstagram page, Rose Colored Books, on Instagram.
Alrighty, and as we come back, I've got yet another random question for you. I hope you are ready.
Yes.
This one is maybe a little easier. I know that we all go through phases where there's like a song that's stuck with us. What is your song right now?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, to be honest with you, you inspired what I'm about to answer in one of your recent Hummingbird newsletters. you had mentioned that the song of the day was a Better Than Ezra song.
Yes.
I didn't know the song that in question that you mentioned, but it reminded me of Better Than Ezra. They became like big when I was like and so their first and their second.
They became big.
That's okay, because I was just before I started high school, mainstream that is, and so I was a big fan of their first album and their second album, and I had like all the singles from the first album. Anyway, the song In the Blood by Better Than Ezra has been in my head ever since your newsletter came out, and I actually ended up having to go to YouTube to watch the video, which I had never seen the video for that song before.
Excuse me, sorry.
That's okay, are you okay?
I am, thank you. And I love that you had never seen the video. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even know that there was a video. I remember hearing it on the radio back in the day, And I guess, because sometimes, like, you know, the artist will have, like, a single that only goes to radio. There's not a video for it for whatever reason. And so, yeah, I never saw it on MTV or anything. So thanks to YouTube, we can find all these long-lost music videos. But that song, it's just a great song. I love how passionate their music is, especially the early stuff. So I'm going to have to, like, sort of catch up with everything they've done that I've missed out on. So what was the name of the song?
I'm actually trying to look up which one I had referenced. I just remember that I got a lot of comments about that one. So it must have, you know, been the right song at the right time kind of thing.
That's awesome. Well, and another, this is funny too, when we were shooting the film recently, two of the people in the crew, they were talking about the band Train. I don't remember specifically what they were saying, but something that they had said reminded me of Better Than Ezra, and so I had mentioned something about Better Than Ezra because I've been on that kick or whatever, and they didn't know who Better Than Ezra was, and I was just kind of like, oh, these poor kids, never mind. And then what's funny is, like, I started nerding out. I had to just go down the rabbit hole, and I was looking up Better Than Ezra, trying to get caught up on what they've been up to since last I checked in on them. And the guy, the singer from Better Than Ezra, he ended up writing songs for Train or with Train. And so,
that's awesome!
Yeah, it was just so, it's just so weird how things, you know, go full circle like that.
I think the song that I referenced was either The Great Unknown or it was Insane by Better Than Ezra.
I think it was The Great Unknown.
I think those were the two that it could have been.
Because I remember there were three words in the title, so...
That would probably be it.
Okay. I need to check that song out. So thank you. I've been enjoying the Better Than Ezra revival I've been going through.
I recently did that with Ani DeFranco, so I can relate. I hadn't heard anything after Falling Up, and then I had a lot of catching up to do. So kind of talking about that revival and something that's going on now, what else is going on now? Are you working on any other projects, albums or new films or anything as the summer creeps on?
Well, I told myself that I wasn't going to mention this because I try to be careful not to set the stage for too many things in the future.
That's fair.
But since you asked, and since I've, you know, checked off, you know, what I am, you know, what's coming up soon, I have broken ground on the next album that is not film related. And that's kind of all I want to say right now.
That works.
What I will add is that I have been very prolific in the last, I don't know how long, but like I just, song ideas have been coming to me left and right. And what's funny is I had an idea that I couldn't let go of, and I was like, no, this is too good to not stop what I'm doing and write down. So I made myself stop whatever I was doing, and I actually recorded like a little a cappella vocal demo to come back to. And when I went back and looked at things I've been, you know, writing and recording for the future, like there's enough stuff for a full album. It's just a matter of
putting it together,
but I've been kind of like keeping it mostly out of view for myself. So once I completely finish the film album, then I'm just gonna have a field day having all these different things to, you know, play with and remember that I forgot and you know, that kind of. So, and I'm looking, it'll be nice. This will be the first time. And I mean, I really don't know how long. Usually I like have a project that is like front and center, and it's, you know, I don't know. It's interesting because I won't have to start from scratch I don't know. So, I better be careful. I don't want to say too
and
much.
And something else that you can kind of mention, not to put words in your mouth, but you have been getting the Hummingbird Lounge newsletters. There's a workshop in that, and I know that you're taking things at your own pace, but I know that you had mentioned being really interested in what some of those prompts create for you. So that's also a kind of in the works, what's going on thing, regardless of if it sees the light of day or not.
That's true. I have used your prompts before. Last year, I used a lot of yours. February is called, February Album Writing Month.
Okay.
I didn't get to do it this February because I had enough going on.
That's fair.
And last year I had enough going on too, but I did it just because I needed to just constantly do things for whatever reason.
I can relate. NaNoWriMo, National Poetry Writing Month. There are years that I'm already doing a shit ton, but I still make time for it. Just because if I don't, I feel like I'm not myself.
Yeah. And I needed to create things that were new. And so the goal for me wasn't necessarily to have like a finished album. Like for most people, I was thinking of it just like for demos or just to try different things. It was kind of for myself.
Right.
But there were times where I couldn't think of a title for whatever reason for some of the things that I worked on, and your prompts helped me either come up with a title or lead me to a title that would be appropriate.
That's awesome.
I think I put a lot of those demos on SoundCloud, but then later on I was kind of like, I don't know where they're at, to be honest with you. some of them might still be up on SoundCloud, and some of the, I don't know, By the Piano was one, I believe. I built that one, even if that wasn't your prompt specifically, if I remember correctly, that one somehow was inspired by you, or maybe the first couple of lines.
I did have a month where I was extremely music-centric, and I do think I had a couple lines about a piano,
I'm not lying, saying that one somehow.
Yeah, no, I remember there was a month that I was actually listening to one of your albums while I created the props, so it's full circle.
Thank you.
and then also, By the Piano, for anybody who hasn't heard this comment, when Dear Bouquet came out, I painted handmade postcards for everybody who pre-ordered, and By the Piano was on repeat the entire time. I was painting all 250 freaking postcards. So we've talked about that. I love By the Piano, but I never want to make postcards again.
That's understandable. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was crazy. And another question for you. I know that you've been a listener of the Learning to Fly podcast for a while. I know that you kind of get something out of it that I don't think a lot of our audience gets from it. So take this how you will. What do you hope to hear or get from the podcast as we rebirth it?
Well, what I hope to hear is what I've heard previously, which I love hearing what inspires other people, their stories. I actually, even though the way that I write is very different, because I feel like, I don't know how many musicians you have. I feel like there aren't as many as like the writers.
True. I think we have like two or three that I can talk to regularly.
Well, I say that my reasoning in bringing this up is that my process is highly informed by things that aren't really musical, if that makes any sense. Like I get just as inspired by the way other people work. I find ways of divergent pathways sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So like when I listen to your podcast and I hear people talk about their processes or, you know, it may not translate, you know, exactly the same, but I am just as inspired by something that one of your guests, who may be like a poet or a short story writer or whatever, I don't know. I hope for more inspiration as far as that goes. I love.
And with that, I have to say thank you so very much for your time, Ian. Thank you so very much to everybody who's tuned in to today's episode of the Learning to Fly podcast. We are so, so, so excited to be back with you. It is a thrill to be here each and every day with you, and I hope that you'll take this opportunity to check out Ian wherever you stream music, wherever you love social media, and of course on YouTube as well. Today has been a fantastic episode, and come back tomorrow for more, because learning to fly is here for you every day. Alrighty guys, have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.